Today, six families in Maine sued the state, claiming its limited school voucher system discriminates against religious schools. 3 months ago, the U.S. Supreme Court upheld Cleveland's inclusion of parochial schools in its voucher program. Charlotte Renner of Maine Public Radio reports that the Maine case is among the first of what could be a long series of battles over vouchers at the state level.
Jill and Lionel Guay live in the central Maine town of Minot, which doesn't have a public high school. Under Maine law, they may use state funding to send their children to any public or private school, as long as they choose a school with no religious affiliation. But Jill Guay says her daughter Ashley tried a public high school and didn't like it. Now Ashley goes to St. Dominic's, a Catholic high school. Speaking to reporters outside a courthouse in Portland, her mother said she wants the state to pay the $4,800 tuition.
It's a very good school. We know that due to past experiences with the school, and also due to the fact that it keeps her very strong in her faith, which means a lot to us to keep her in that Catholic faith.
The Guays are one of six families named in the lawsuit filed today by the Institute for Justice, a Washington-based group that has been waging legal battles for school choice around the country. The Institute brought and lost a similar case in Maine in 1997. But Institute attorney Richard Comer says the U.S. Supreme Court's June ruling upholding Cleveland's voucher system has vastly improved his chances.
We're here because there are only six voucher programs in the United States today, and one of them is here. And we would like to see all of them include the religious option, because for some of the programs that we would like to see passed elsewhere, the religious option is vital.
Maine's Assistant Attorney General Sarah Forster is defending the voucher program. She draws a sharp distinction between Cleveland's program and Maine's law.
Maine's law says that the legislature has chosen not to provide public money for sectarian schools. And the only thing the Supreme Court has told us so far is that a legislature may choose to spend public money. Doesn't say they have to.
Vouchers for religious schools may pass muster under the U.S. Constitution, Forster says, but states could be a different story, and the battle over vouchers may play out differently in each one. For NPR News, I'm Charlotte Renner in Portland, Maine.